California's legislature votes to ban all COVID-19 vaccine dissent by doctors. Commentary. California's full-time legislature has for years now consisted of a Democratic Party supermajority, backed by Democrats in every statewide office. This has emboldened them to enact anything they want with essentially no checks or balances. The recently completed legislative session provided more stunning examples of their excesses. They voted to set wages for fast food workers, permit abortion through the 9th month and fund services for it for out-of-state residents, and implement climate change initiatives requiring a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions of 85%. State regulators also recently voted to completely ban gas-powered vehicles by 2035. But perhaps most stunningly, the one-party state voted to suppress all dissent by doctors when it comes to COVID-19. Assembly Bill 2098 effectively creates a Ministry of Truth that assures all information disseminated by doctors in the state conforms with the opinion of the ruling party. It directs the state's medical board to take action against any doctor who spreads misinformation or disinformation about COVID-19. Under the bill, it is unprofessional conduct to spread such information regarding the nature and risks of the virus. COVID-19 prevention and treatment. And the development, safety, and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. The bill is on Governor Gavin Newsom's desk for a signature. The breadth of the bill is astounding. It bans both misinformation and disinformation. In case you don't know the difference, the bill defines each. The ruling party declares that misinformation means false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus contrary to the standard of care. Disinformation means misinformation that the licensee deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead. Based upon these definitions, the banning of disinformation could potentially be understandable, since it sets a higher standard. The doctor must be shown to act with malice or an intent to mislead in providing misinformation. But the law bans misinformation. So a doctor who merely provides information not in conformance with the medical consensus is subject to punishment. Is this not like the Catholic Church jailing Galileo for suggesting the earth is not the center of the universe? How will medicine progress if consensus cannot be challenged? What must a doctor now say to avoid punishment about the nature and risks of the virus? The bill's preamble states that the global spread of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, or COVID-19, has claimed the lives of over 6 million people worldwide, including nearly 90,000 Californians. So, clearly the ruling party expects doctors to inform patients that COVID-19 is extremely dangerous. If a patient asks for advice as to whether it is safe to travel or attend a large event, doctors must now be extremely careful what they say. What must a doctor say about prevention and treatment for COVID-19? Is it okay to suggest building up the immune system and taking zinc as a means of prevention? Or must the doctor push the vaccine? Considering the preamble notes that the safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines have been confirmed through evaluation by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, it appears anything other than pushing the vaccine would be deemed illegal misinformation. For treatment, we already know the ruling party opposes the use of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, so the law presumably bans doctors from discussing these options. What must a doctor say about the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines? The preamble declares that misinformation and disinformation about COVID-19 vaccines has weakened public confidence and placed lives at serious risk. So, the ruling party has made clear that anything other than information designed to encourage taking the vaccine is strictly prohibited. The law turns the state's medical board into a ministry of truth designed to prohibit any dissent from the ruling party's position on COVID-19. Incredibly, it comes at a time when the effectiveness of the vaccine is more in doubt than ever. The party's leader, Joe Biden, told Americans, "If you get the vaccine, you will not get COVID-19. This turned out to be incorrect. His medical chief, Anthony Fauci, is on record stating, "If you have had the flu, taking a flu vaccine is not necessary, but he now pushes the vaccine regardless of prior infection. The vaccine no longer consists of a single shot but ongoing boosters. It has been proven ineffective against numerous variants. Its side effects are becoming more and more known with time, including thousands of deaths reported to the CDC's reporting system. Reporting side effects of medications is mandated by the FDA. We see them take up half of the ad time for prescription drugs. Yet reporting them in California now will likely get a doctor punished. Big tech has been censoring such information throughout the pandemic. For example, YouTube took down one of my Hidden Truth Show podcasts entitled Actress Sally Kirkland Suffers Severe Side Effects from Vaccine. All she did was report her personal experience with major vertigo following the vaccine. We are taught to always seek a second opinion on serious medical issues. California seeks to ban second opinions. If Newsom signs the bill, there will be only one approved opinion, that of the state. And this will no doubt only be the start. A law banning transgender misinformation will not be far behind.